I'm joined by Ella Reid, who has just been awarded the great honour of being the best bus driver in Queensland. Ella, good morning. How does it feel to have won?
I'm quite overwhelmed by it all. Excited. Real excited. Still coming down from it all, to be quite honest.
Was it a surprise to win?
It was, most definitely, especially how it all kind of happened so fast on the night. But always keeping back in the back of your mind that just maybe, maybe you're going to be one of those, the winner, I should say.
When you're on the bus, and I guess you must have regular passengers, what sort of relationship do you have with those passengers?
It can be personal, because you build relationships and that with your regulars, because the area that we actually, the cover and that Logan, I actually live in it as well, so I see a lot of these people on a day-to-day basis and acknowledged by them, whether they be on my bus or just in the community, so especially the children and a lot of our senior and that who I not kind of being prejudiced at all, but I do put a lot of my time and special little things that I do for them into them on a personal basis, as far as just helping our senior when needed, or the children, just directing them when they're out of line sometimes and that. And I think even though kids and that, they appreciate the attention that they get as well.
Yeah, so you're doing a lot more than just driving the bus. You're really there to assist people and really play a community-centred role, I suppose.
Yes, most definitely. Being a mother and a grandmother and working with children, you know, and having children around you all the time, I think that also helps.
It's obviously, I take it, you feel it's very important to be a part of the community in Logan then?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, because you're out there with the people every day.
And how long have you been driving the bus in Logan for?
3-4 years, yes.
Okay, but have you lived in Logan for longer than that?
Yes, I arrived here 2010, and I've been in Logan all the time.
Okay,
I've lived in Logan all that time.
So you were a face that people would have recognised and a voice in the community before you took on the role as a bus driver?
Yes.
As a bus driver, we know from unfortunate events in the news, it's not always pleasant. I mean, for a start, you've got to deal with the worst traffic that people have to put up with. So I guess, how do you face up to those sorts of challenges that are inherent in the job?
Yeah, the challenges, I don't look at them as a negative. The only kind of negative I see in challenges is dealing with the traffic, really. But as far as people are concerned, a challenge for me, I love challenges, but and I don't think you'd even call this a challenge, is when I greet everybody with a smile and a hello when they board my bus. And a lot of people, especially in the mornings and that, they have a lot on their mind, and they, you know, obviously don't sometimes either hear or feel that they need to come back with anything. And my challenge to myself is usually turning them around by the time they get off my bus with saying thank you or giving me a smile when they didn't smile at me when they did enter, or you know, just little things like that, really.
Do you find that you frequently are able to turn people's attitude around in the morning like that?
Yes, majority of the time I do, actually. There's like 98%, if not 99% of the time, and that, if they haven't said hello or look at me when I've greeted them, and that, everyone's saying goodbye. Because I always send them off with a farewell of thank you or have a great day, and that, and they always come back with either a smile and say thank you.
That's fantastic. Look, Ella, it's been really great to talk to you. I don't personally catch the bus in Logan, but if I do for any reason in the future, I hope to have you as my driver. And congratulations again on the win.
Oh, thank you so much, Sam. Appreciate that.